Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Celtics tonight presented by Star Market continues from the Garden. First of a three-game homestand, the first ever four-day thing we can count as a homestand. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Let me start with this. I've been studying, as I always do, almost at a Talmudic level, your different appearances with the media over the last couple of days, which have been extensive when you have all these days off in between. Is it a fair characterization of the 13-game body of work to say it has been pretty wildly up and down as opposed to consistently okay?
Yeah, so I think that that's exactly right. We haven't shown ourselves to be an average team minute to minute. We've shown ourselves to be either a very poor team or a very good team, depending on the minute. And there hasn't been a ton of like consistency night to night, week to week, in exactly how we're playing. It either has been bad or good. And so my early assessment is we need to work harder to be good, the good version of ourselves, more. And I know that sounds easy, but the bottom line is that just means we have to play better. And we need to tighten up what we do on both ends. It's an approach thing. We need to be better with our approach. We need to be all more accountable, and that starts with me, and that's why I've said that.
That is a great segue to this. Rather than take issue with who's responsible for what, this is my question regarding your postgame comments on Sunday, which got a lot of attention. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that you, that anyone, has to quote-unquote coach better. What on earth does that mean?
Well, I think, first of all, figuring out, it's not necessarily about who starts, who finishes, who's in between. It's about making sure the right guys are on the floor together. And we don't have a whole lot of data on some of that. But I think that we have seen great glimpses of some of our groups. And so, you know, there will be small tweaks with how we rotate, small tweaks with who we play together. And then I just feel like, as a staff, and that starts with me, we've just got to do a better job of demanding of how we want to play. And it's not like a system type thing. It's more of like, just be the harder playing team, defending our system as well as we can, as hard as we can, and share it. And make sure that that ball is whipping around and searching for great shots. And if we do that, we're really good. And we've seen that. Even in this brief stint of bad games, we've seen that at times, especially when we've been down. When we've been at our most desperate and we've been put to the test, we've been awfully good in all of those games.
I was going to ask, this is what I actually jotted down. A note to myself was, is this a particularly challenging roster to puzzle together? But let me narrow it and make it more specific. Is one of the overlooked things about Gordon's injury, when it happened, and that we did not get to see him play, you did not get to see him play in combination with so many of these guys?
I would say that was going to be very much a work in progress last year too.
Right.
But, you know, I think that the thing that he's bringing at the highest level right now, and I think he's transitioning in a lot of ways into the game, and as far as back into being the player that he wants to be and that he will be. The thing that I've seen that's at the highest level is the movement of the ball and the way he makes the right read on everything. And so that's one of the reasons why we've seen those sparks and those moments out of those groups. We just have to all be a little bit better, and hopefully he'll get better as time goes on, and I think he will, with just getting more comfortable. And I'll get better at making sure that he's in the right positions and other guys are in the right positions to take advantage of those strengths instead of, you know, not getting to those strengths enough. And yeah, there's a learning curve for the coaches in that. I don't think there's any question about that when they're all playing together, but you know, we have enough data now in that we can put guys in position to be successful or to play to their strengths.
This just pops into my head as we were talking about that. Did you see, were you watching or obviously watched later, the Caris LeVert injury the other night?
I have not seen it. I heard about it, and I watched the start of it. I never watched those injuries. I've never watched Gordon's on
really
play either. I just can't watch the injury itself. I'm not tough enough.
Well, I think, you know, it's funny. Well, what it is, when the Caris LeVert injury happened, I think any of us who were there, any of us who have been in a building, I think now, when that happens, my question was sort of when you hear about it even, are you affected differently because of what everyone sort of went through that night? I think it sort of changed you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, because I didn't watch it, I waited for the results of it, and it sounds like it's not as bad as it looked, which is great for them and great for everybody involved and great for Karis. But there's no question you think about how it affects everybody. And I did watch some of the rest of that game, and it was a back-and-forth game. But you can't tell me that everybody's full mental energy was on the game. It just, it's not the way it goes, because when you see something like that, it does affect you.
All right, we didn't leave a lot of time for the Bulls, who are not obviously what they will be later in the year when they get healthy. But, man, when you watch them, there is a lot of Zach LaVine right now all over the place.
Talent. Yeah, they got talent. Zach LaVine is playing at a high, high level. And, you know, you talk about a guy that had to transition back from the ACL tear and did not look like this at the end of last year and now looks like a totally different person. And so it's just a reminder of how tough some of these injuries are to come off of and play at the level that these guys want to play. But he's been great. I think Jabari Parker's a great addition. And then I think Wendell Carter's going to be really good. The way that he plays both in space, the way that he rolls to the rim, his length, his ability to challenge shots, make plays at the rim. They've got a lot to build on right there. This is going to be a hard one. In every game they've played that I've watched, it's gone right down to the wire. And the Denver game was probably one of the best games I've watched all year. And they got beat on a Millsap putback. They're in every single game, and LaVine's a big reason why.
What was your joke the other day about just starting, putting a clock behind your bench that says you're down by 20?
Yeah, we're just going to grab those. You ever seen when you go to like a kid's game and they've got those things that you can that manually
manual
do
scoreboard? Yeah, like a Fenway.
I think we
need a Fenway scoreboard.
We do. We need a Fenway scoreboard. We need a manual scoreboard behind the bench. Or maybe I'll just ask our season ticket holders to yell out a fake score. You know how people count the clock down when the clock's not really going down? Maybe we can get some fake score yelled out. But as I said on my interview today with Zolak and Bertrand, I was saying that, you know, maybe we'll be a little bit more efficient now that we've got this Dunk for Diabetes initiative going on. Maybe we'll get to the rim a little bit
more. I was going to say, two things we don't need is encouragement to get you to get your guys to get shots at the rim. And I'd also suggest to you the last thing we probably need is to implore the paying customers to let you know if things aren't going well.
I'm sure that that's just part of it. And you know what, though? It's one of the things I love about Boston. You know, we have never been booed when I walked out and said, we should have been booed. You know, like, I've felt the exact same way. And that is the beautiful part about coaching and playing here, is there's an expectation and there's a responsibility. And you know what? It's our job to live up to that.
Celtics and Bulls next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.